depths of your soul, you can bring magic to our earth and help keep her healthy and alive. Even though I had a practicing family, I had to make my own decision to be a witch. I had to realize my truth and make the decision to live within its unraveling. I like to believe that witches are known for flying because they're not afraid to dive within. Remember that those who don't see their light are clouded by their own darkness. You are meant to rise, dear witches. All beings are children of the earth. We all come from the same cauldron. The power you hold is seated in you long before your flesh tasted the air. You don't need to look outside yourself to seek acknowledgement. Validation lives inside you. It's taken me years of practice and experience to get where I am now, to become a fully embodied witch in all her brilliance. But you too can step up to your calling. Own your truth and light up the world with your magic. It's time to embrace the witch within. Ritual for anointing this book. This book is filled with wisdom, magic, and love, ready for you to use on your journey. By anointing this book, you will be able to connect to it in a deep spiritual way, and in return, it will provide more wisdom than you ever thought possible. Anointing the book will also activate the spell hidden within its pages, which will help to magnify your connection and act as a guide. What you need: dried mugwort, either loose or in a herb bundle, or incense, preferably frankincense, myrrh, or palo santo, a small bowl, a handful of rice, a pinch of salt, a white candle with a safe candle holder. A small taper candle is good for a relatively short spell like this one. 1 cup of water. What to do? Before any magical workings, you need to cleanse your surrounding space, yourself, and your tools of any negative energies. This is done with the smoke of incense or resin, or dried herbs, loose, or an herb bundle. My favorites for cleansing include mugwort, rue, rosemary, palo santo, frankincense, myrrh, amber, and copal. However, some spells use specific herbs, resin, and incense for cleansing. Use matches to light incense or herb bundles, and candles when using. Then blow out any flames so they burn just enough to produce a light smoke. There are various of ways to burn resins and loose herbs, but among the most common is to place a small amount on a charcoal disc. Leave the incense, resins, or herbs to burn near to where you're working. Or for more extensive cleansings, carry them around your surrounding space, even through other rooms. Extinguish the incense or leave it burning for the remainder of your magical workings or until it burns out.